Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Mwah! Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Leo Haviland joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order with limited success. Leo, thanks again for being here. We always love having you on the show. Haviland with one L, Haviland.com. Is that right?
You've got it, Jim.
So check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll see his writings. They're awesome. They're astute. They're on the money and multifaceted analysis of where the markets are and where the economy is. Leo, thanks again for all of that. He's given us a great tour, folks, of how the Fed and Washington have basically teamed up to create a world of monopoly money, how the stock market is glomming onto that. Hopefully, Leo, maybe Main Street will get some of that. If you know, my bankers tell me they've got 6x the deposits that they ordinarily would have. And when all that money starts releasing, some of it's got to go to Main Street. So I'm telling my Main Street folks, you know, take advantage of it, but gird your loins, put as much of it back as you can, because there's a reckoning coming, and it always hurts Main Street worse. But I want to continue our conversation on alternative currencies. And, you know, when we had the Asia financial crisis, Thailand, and we had Russia, we had Mexico, that really could have caused a big problem. And the Fed responded. I remember that back in 98, the Fed responded to some of those with more cash. But we've got a new thing now that I think could create not a crisis in like a crash of a currency, but a sustained threat to sovereign currencies in the form of crypto. And I'm not just talking about Bitcoin. I'm talking about what if a company like what if Facebook relaunches their currency, which it seems they're planning to do. What do you think? Because they have an ecosystem. They have a marketplace.
Your points are excellent, Jim. First, there's going to be an issue about whether the central banks and governments decide that this implicit and arguably increasingly explicit threat to the sovereignty of their currency and value is going to be permitted. Mm-hmm. So keep reading the fine print on what the governments and international bankers are going to do, maybe to try to halt or reverse the Bitcoin and other crypto creation. Second thing which you're raising is let's look at the U.S. dollar. The dollar is a symbol in part of the USA, whether the country's strong or weak in general terms. And so if there's an increasing enthusiasm for valuation tools other than the dollar directly or the euro and so forth, what does that say about confidence in the existing political and economic systems? And it's not positive what that's saying. Mm-hmm. That's why Bitcoin.
You think that's what's driving Bitcoin? You think Bitcoin is the pressure valve, this manifestation of releasing pressure from the profligate spending in Washington, the printing press of the Fed, and all that? You think, which it makes sense if that were something you could hold, like wheat or gold or soybeans or even concrete or steel, right? If you were hoarding something like that because you thought you would need it, but Bitcoin is a vapor. It's not even a vapor. You can't even see it.
Well, allegedly, though, the supply of Bitcoin, at least, is limited.
It's limited, a little over 2 million.
Right. So the price could go to whatever if there's enough enthusiasm to own it. But if cryptocurrencies in general are viewed as a reasonable alternative in cash management
right.
and and the like to the dollar and so forth. That's really dangerous. Not just Bitcoin.
That's,
the whole works.
That's my point. I'm not. I don't think cryptocurrency. I don't think Bitcoin is a threat to the dollar. I think Facebook and Amazon and Google and Apple and Microsoft sharing a cryptocurrency. That's dangerous for the dollar. What do you think, Russ Thompson?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, Leo, good job today. Haviland.com is the website. Go there and check out his most recent analysis. Hey, Leo, will you come back again? Good job today.
Thanks very much. I look forward to being on your show soon.
We always love having Leo on the show, folks. We always get smarter when he joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.